Hey, what's up, guys? This is Caleb. Sorry if this sounds bad. I'm recording it on my phone. Just dropping by at the beginning of this podcast to say we lost Nick's audio. You might be able to hear him a little bit in the background over me chasing eyes mics, but we pretty much lost all of his audio. So sorry about that in advance.
Give me a countdown, Luke. Give me a countdown, Luke. I ain't doing it. Give me a 3-2. And then we'll get going. You already wasted. Give me it, Luke. I can waste fucking more. Don't tempt me. God. Give me the 3-2, and then the blank spot on the 1.
God, come on.
I want to feel like I'm in the show business.
He said it.
Say it again. You gotta be quiet.
Damn
on
it. It. Come on.
You gotta be quiet on the 1. It's just 3-2. Bingo.
You get it. Yeah, do it again.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Pointless Sports Opinions. It's me, the big D-O-double-G, right here. Across from me is Caleb. Nick missed last week.
Yeah.
He got a haircut and he shaved, and then look, he comes back a week later and all grew back.
You're getting a phone call.
Am I? Oh, it's getting avoided. But yeah, Nick shaved, came back, and
he
grew it all out.
No, he didn't.
It's been
shave.
A week.
No.
It's been a week.
I'm like, no hair is falling off that face. Jesus.
You a sponge or something?
Yeah, chia
and then
pet?
Luke's over there. Pet, Luke's pissed. You got a Bruins hat on? What is that?
Really matching today. It goes with the hoodie.
He matches.
Okay. Just wondering.
We got new cameras.
We do got new cameras. Don't look at mine. Mine's low def. They always give me the low def shit. I walk in here and I'm sitting on a fucking stool from fourth grade art class.
What do you mean you got the nicest chair
now
of all
I do.
Of us?
Yeah, because it took me months of bitching. Every time I came in here, I bitched. All right. So make sure you follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram, and then Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. SeatGeek, use our link. We got a lot of cool events coming up, including Straight No Chaser. Any of you know what Straight No Chaser is?
No.
It's an acapella all men's group.
Oh, wow.
And they sing a lot of Christmas songs, and 'tis the season.
Sounds like it's right up your
alley. Oh, I love it. You know what I mean? These songs, they sing Lion Sleeps Tonight, and you got to look it up on YouTube or Google. Put it in the Google machine and find Straight No Chaser. They're amazing. They got a whole bunch of holiday songs that the whole family can love.
Are they paying you? Are
no,
you in the
I
group?
I wish I was
Is this
in
your group?
I wish. What are you? Are you done? Are you done squeaking over there? Goddamn. Jesus. All right. Did you fix it? All right. And then also, if that doesn't tickle your fancy, we got Moscow's The Great Russian Nutcracker. It's coming to the Fabulous
that's
Fox.
That's right up your alley, too. Can we get it?
I don't.
Give it to us.
What? I don't know any.
The National Anthem.
Oh, no, I ain't doing that.
Why not?
Because that's not Russia. That's Soviet Union.
Oh.
Soyuz, spare the shit. Okay, and then we got the Battle of the Bands. 18 bands battling it out. That's all I read about the little pamphlet that they had online.
18
bands. 18
bands
battling out.
Last one alive wins.
They're going to just beat the hell out of each other. I'm just kidding. But if that interests you, buy it through our SeatGeek link.
Like everywhere on our bios and our social media.
Oh, shit. I almost deleted everything. All righty. So this is the NFL podcast, in case you didn't know. A lot happened this week. I say that every week, in case you ain't picking up on that. But we had some stuff happen before the games even started. You guys aren't even looking at me right now.
I was turning my phone on Do Not Disturb.
You're fucking texting and you're texting. Oh, wait, no, you got the doc pulled up. Nick, you're okay. You're like whenever the teacher yells at you in class, and you're like,
I have the modules pulled up.
Yeah.
I was using my calculator.
Yeah, sure you were, you little bitch. Okay, but a lot happened pre the games, including Colin Kaepernick getting a workout. Now,
how about it?
There's been mixed reactions on Twitter, obviously. You know, you got a lot of political statements and a lot of, he's not a good quarterback. He is a good quarterback. Look at that throw. It doesn't matter about that throw. So there's one video that's going around that everybody's been seeing. It's the same thing. Colin Kaepernick throwing 50 yards to a wide open receiver.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. In shorts. Everybody's in shorts. There's not
50 yards?
Stop it. There's no football pads in sight.
No.
No football pads in sight. There's two people in this field. One's throwing the pass and one's catching the pass.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Colin Kaepernick.
I think Joe Baker could probably do it.
I don't know about that.
I'd get Big Joe it.
This was a lot of conversation surrounding this because the NFL wanted to put on the workout forum, and then at the last minute they wouldn't let media in, so he moved the venue to a high school.
I keep talking. We'll just act like it didn't happen.
He moved the venue to a high school football field so media could come in. And then apparently only, I think, like six teams. There was supposed to be 26.
26 to 6.
So then they showed up, and then people are saying, you know, he moved it for a publicity stunt. He wants to do everything on his terms. Stop looking at it.
I'll get you. I got an eye on it now.
Screwing me up. But and then people are taking that video on Twitter and quoting it and saying, oh, I can't believe he's out of the league. Oh, I can't believe this. I can't believe that. It's just like, this whole thing is just blown out of proportion, and it's crazy.
And then he had a big spiel. Very passionate.
Yeah.
Very passionate.
His lip was curling. The emotion.
He was pissed, dude. It's been 3 years.
I don't know. Is he pissed?
But the thing that I don't understand is we've heard so many things about the contract negotiations that's been going on for years, especially whenever he first became a free agent, was that he was wanting more money. He was wanting like $15 million to be a backup quarterback, and nobody wanted to do that. So it's kind of like a...
I don't think that's true.
I didn't know if it was or not. That's just what was going out whenever he first became a free agent. And now, you know, we got this thing, this whole big shebang and stuff like that. It was a good throw. 50 yards on the dot.
Great throw.
Wide open. But it's still, you know, and apparently...
It's a workout video.
There's been no news about interested teams, especially since there was only 6 of them.
I think he screwed himself when he's like, I don't trust the NFL. Let's just take it to a high school football field.
Listen, without even making or taking into account either side of this argument, Colin Kaepernick's or everybody else's, or every other aspect that plays into this, do the positives of Colin Kaepernick playing backup quarterback for your football team outweigh the negatives?
I'm going to say no.
I would say no, too. Because guess what? He's not that good.
No.
And guess what? He wasn't that good 3 years ago. So has he gotten better, and he hasn't played football in 3 years?
3 years ago.
Sure. Was he good 4 years ago?
He was okay.
Yeah. He's been pretty mediocre outside of when he broke out.
True.
So, I mean, is it worth it?
My thing is if you're a team, the only thing that I look at is what team would consider even picking him up. If you're the Bengals, you either got Ryan Finley getting you a first overall pick, or you got, for Miami, you got Fitzpatrick going out there losing games for you. None of these teams want to win games, you know. And out of the contenders, 15 out of 30 teams in the NFL basically have a starting quarterback for the next 4 years or so. They basically do. You don't want to pick up, there's no team on the fringe that needs a quarterback.
Well, that just doesn't happen. Like,
no. Yeah, exactly. Like, what are the Texans going to pick him up? They're 6-4. No. Is Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh, maybe. But no. You got Mason Rudolph. You don't want to take that kid out that's been, you know, trying the whole year. And serviceable. You're winning games with him. I just don't understand what team would take the risk to make him a starting quarterback. And, as you said earlier, who the hell's going to give him a backup role?
You can't even start.
Goes back to, like, when Tim Tebow was a backup and everybody was freaking out about it because he is a circus. He whether he wants to bring it or not,
yeah, and
there's
look
a
what
lot
happened.
Of shit that goes around. Like, you bring in Kaepernick to the Steelers. What's going to happen? Rudolph throws one pick. You're getting people all over Twitter, all over Facebook, all over Instagram. Throw Kaepernick in there. And then if you don't, then it makes your team look bad. It makes you look like you're not supporting the cause and all this shit. There's so many negatives to signing him. And there's really not that many positives. There's no, like Jacksonville's, they're 4-6. They got Nick Foles. Why would you want to sign a quarterback?
I agree with what you're saying.
You know,
Colin Kaepernick's not taking a football team over the top. That's just not happening.
No.
And I don't know.
The thing that they're saying is no team will give him a chance. But
is it worth it?
That's exactly it. I mean, a backup role to a guy that's just going to surround you with media attention.
It's just kind of ridiculous.
No.
I'd rather have that happen with a young QB that we just drafted. Oh, throw him in, and there's actually, you know, a chance at a bright future than Colin Kaepernick, who's – how old is Colin Kaepernick?
30.
On the wrong side of 30 and –
He's on
you
the
know,
right side of 30. Young 30. If you're going to be on a side of 30, you'd want the lower part.
Haven't been relevant or
a, for 3 years.
Or a plus quarterback for a long time. So
why? My thing is, why the hell did he want to get media? Why did he change the venue?
He does not trust the NFL.
No, I just, I don't know.
I think that's exactly what it is.
People like Stephen A. Smith.
But still, that's 26 teams.
Yeah, he's screwed.
So I guess he's thinking that he's going to go out there, and if he struggles, then they're going to, or if he does good, they're going to just write bad shit about him?
Well, then there's the other side that, you know, like Stephen A. Smith went off. He's like, he just wants attention. You know,
I did and see that.
That may be a factor, and he may not trust the NFL, which I don't think he does. But
no. I mean, then again, who does in the NFL?
I don't know if the guy actually wants to play football. I don't know. I don't know. But I don't think he's going to get signed.
I'd love to see him get signed, though.
I think he's done.
I think he's done.
Yeah.
I
think he is, too. It would be cool to see him, though, out on the in a Bengals uniform or something.
XFL, Colin.
Hey, there we go. That's and you know what? That's a perfect. That's perfect for him.
If he really wanted to play football, he would already been there.
Yeah. Oh, hell so, yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Manziel was taking CFL reps, you know?
Yeah.
And he wanted to play.
He was in the XFL, or the AAF. Yeah, he was in that. It folded.
Like 3 weeks in?
Yeah, I think it made it 6 weeks, and they couldn't pay anyone.
I remember that.
And they actually made their, like the players and everybody and the personnel, they had to like pay for their own flights home and shit.
They almost folded after like
the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then somebody bought them out.
That owner,
and gave them a bunch of money.
NHL owner.
The XFL's going to be better, you think?
I don't know. Vince McMahon seems to be a smarter mind.
That's right, Luke Haney. That guy's a genius.
Seems to be. He knows how to run a business.
He does. Hey, kind of. Yeah, they do have stocks now.
They piss money.
They do.
So
yeah, they've been working a lot of those Saudi events, getting a shit ton of money. Yeah, they got held for ransom.
All right, I'm going to stop this conversation here.
But, I mean, they got that, what's his name, Keenan Reynolds. Remember that guy? The Navy quarterback? He's in the XFL. They got a lot of interesting names. And they also have a St. Louis team.
Andrew likes the St. Louis guy, the guy from Ole Miss. He thinks he's good.
What's his name?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
He's Hawaiian.
We'll see just another. I kind of want to see how the experimental leagues go, just because.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, there's not been a very much success there. But, yeah, as
anyway.
You said, yeah, that's a perfect venue. Colin Kaepernick goes on one of those teams and just absolutely destroys everybody.
Woody?
Opens people's eyes.
Would he destroy everyone?
This is just metaphorical, Caleb. I'm not
just,
saying
no,
that.
I'm asking.
He goes out there and runs for 200 yards, looks like Lamar Jackson. Then, you know.
That's what the XFL, that's what all these developmental sideshow leagues are for.
Yep.
This is the NFL pod. We're going to talk about players that are in the NFL and that stuff. So
or ones who aren't in the NFL.
Yeah, well, yeah, that too.
Like Myles Garrett.
What? That's he's a horrible NFL. Leeway. That I'm like, that's like four things down. Damn it!
No, it's not. It's right here.
Never mind. It's right here. Great leeway. This is why we signed you. Holy shit! I didn't drink anything.
Holy hell!
I don't have any empty beer bottles next to my feet.
All you got is the pre-workout.
Yeah,
I'm getting ahead of yourself.
You look like
you're jittery a little bit.
No, I'm not.
He's
even
had
close.
Like two sips.
Yeah. Okay. So never mind. Mike Tomlin's not winning shit for Coach of the Year. The Browns beat the Steelers 21-7. Mason Rudolph, 221 yards, one touchdown, four interceptions.
One concussion.
Baker Mayfield, 193 yards, two touchdowns, and then he also had a rushing touchdown. This is a good game. This is a good game. I think, that about sums up the game. Oh, yeah, there was also attempt manslaughter.
There's also a murder on the field.
A murder, except we know who did it. Because he swung a fucking helmet at him. That was very scary.
So if you somehow didn't see it, just take it off. Take it off the wall. Take it off the wall.
Yeah, that too.
A piece of foam, of the soundproofing foam, keeps falling off the wall. And
this
a
place is, we're running.
Large
we're
distraction.
Running, we're falling apart. This place is shit. Okay.
In case you didn't see it, I don't know how you wouldn't. In case you've been in Siberia the last, 72 hours.
Very cold there.
I didn't see it until like 2 hours after it happened.
Myles Garrett.
Killed someone.
Tore Mason Rudolph's head off. Head. Helmet.
His actual head.
Helmet off.
Severed from his body.
And beat him with it.
Did you see that? There was a video going around on Twitter, and it was a dude. He has a football helmet, like a legit.
Yeah, hitting
the chair. And he hit it the same way that Myles Garrett swung at Mason Rudolph, and it split the chair right down the pipe.
Holy shit.
It was like, holy, yeah, it was
I
bad.
I did not see that.
Did Mason Rudolph didn't even go to concussion protocol for it, did he?
I don't know.
I don't think he
just
did.
A glancing blow,
he probably did in
he
practice.
Got looked at, dude.
Yeah.
He got smoked, man. It got hit, that was solid contact. Granted, it could have been worse.
Seriously.
They should have hit him harder. He threw four picks in the game.
What do you think about the people saying Mason Rudolph was asking for it?
No. There's no.
He started it.
It doesn't matter.
So what?
It doesn't matter. If I cut some dude off in traffic and he whips out a rocket launcher and shoots it at my fucking car, does that mean, oh, he deserved it?
If Chase fucking reaches across the table and flicks me in the nose and I stab him in the chest, like what? Did he have it coming?
I call some dude a loser and he kills my entire family.
Yeah, what the fuck?
No. He didn't. Nobody deserves to get their helmet ripped off. And like sometimes there's fights that happen and you're like, okay. Yeah, he got punched in the face, but you're using... You're taking off a heavy object and swinging it at somebody's head?
Yeah.
That could have killed him. It could have. Or it really, could have severely hurt him.
It really could have hurt him.
Yeah,
like it could have been so much worse.
He hit him
on
top of the head. He could have fucked up his neck.
Clumped on him.
That could have been bad.
What if, Mason Rudolph gets a perfect timed hit right to the temple
and
he's out for the rest of his career?
I did think he should have got suspended, though.
Rudolph?
Yeah, probably.
Give him a game.
A game or two.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I mean, the other two, Pouncey and the other lineman, they got two games each, I believe.
I think Pouncey got three, the other guy.
Three games, okay.
How long should Miles, how long should the suspension be?
Shit, I don't know.
For helmet.
Isn't the longest ever 12 games or something like
that's
that
what said,
for Vontaze Burfict?
That's this year, right?
Yeah. I think that was 12 games, but that's a reoccurring thing, too.
I think, you know, he's out for the rest of this season, or he's out in
at least.
So, probably this season, and then...
It might bleed into next season.
I think it'll. Yeah, it next
might bleed more than Rudolph's head.
Yeah. And that wasn't. There was somebody got hit. Deontay Johnson. Didn't he get hit and his ear was bleeding?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, during the game. Yeah.
Pulled
him out.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Hell?
Honestly.
They're saying that the Browns were doing cheap shots the whole game and shit.
So I didn't even turn this game on until I saw Twitter and saw this was happening. And, like, I didn't even know who won the game
I didn't know until I read this morning.
Until I was thinking about it, I was like, wait, who won this game? And the Browns ended up winning.
Baker Mayfield played a good game, actually.
The Browns actually...
He looked okay.
Mason Rudolph just was shitty also.
Yeah, he's
not a good quarterback.
Yeah, he threw four picks.
Shit, Garrett did what every Steelers fan wants to do to him.
James Conner didn't play. They lost Washington, you said, right?
Yeah. That team's all banged up. Juju's he's injured now. Yeah, he's going to the next game. They say
Steelers,
he might miss it.
You know, they had been rolling as a
yeah, that's rough.
And they got a good defense, but
Brownies come in and
Brown towned him.
Ooh.
Browned him up.
Yeah. What'd you think about like the media? I thought the Browns handled the media actually pretty well.
They did.
Kitchens was, of course, an idiot.
Baker
but,
was awesome.
Yeah, Baker was good.
He's like, you can't do that. Got to hold him accountable. And
yeah.
Like, that's something you want to see out of your franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
I guess.
What? Cool. You have to say
no,
it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, cool.
At least he's not like, you know.
It could have been. He could have said some stupid shit like that.
All right. Yeah, I guess. But still.
It could have been made a lot worse.
It could have been made a lot worse. They really. It was good. And
what do you what?
I'm not going to give him credit for just defending somebody that tried to kill someone.
I'm not No, he didn't defend.
Or
him.
No, not
that's
defending him, but he's just okay, cool. And you don't support somebody swinging a fucking helmet at somebody.
Didn't make a big fuss about it either.
There's probably a lot of players that would have been like, "Ugh, Mason was asking for it."
Yeah, true.
So
well,
I would
have loved to give a mic to those guys because those guys are stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. That's so Garrett's gonna be out for a while. Browns win the game. Not really though. They finally found a way to win a game and lose a game at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a remarkable,
they
a remarkable
a game
Brown
got so
season.
So much negative press.
A remarkable Brown season. Win a game, lose your best player. Yikes.
Kitchens is these wins, Jake? Maybe keep his job?
No.
You got four wins.
The franchise of
you got the Bengals twice before the end of the season.
A shitty franchise, so I don't.
And they kept Hugh Jackson after the end. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. So. You lost the game, but or
if you keep Kitchens, just sell the team.
Oh man, I don't know.
Like, what are you doing at this point?
Trying to lose.
Yeah, but for how long now?
You got OBJ and Jarvis and all these.
OBJ has not been anything.
No, he's not done shit.
Receiver and I mean Nick.
He's not even been that good. That whole team, that offense is. They don't have a line, but we'll.
You guys know Myles Garrett writes poetry.
I want to see him, but hopefully he releases.
And then I heard a thunder, a strike upon his head. I looked at my hands and saw the blood.
Wild, man. It was wild.
That was wild.
Okay, Edelman had more passing touchdowns than Tom Brady this weekend.
He's lost it. Father Time has finally gotten him.
New England's 9-1.
Yeah.
They beat the Eagles 17-10. Tom Brady, 216 yards. That's it. Did nothing. Julian Edelman had a beautiful touchdown pass. That dude played quarterback in college.
Did he?
He did.
Did Fitzpatrick go to Harvard?
He did.
That's one of those things.
I know, that I continuously say.
Everyone.
Eastern Michigan?
Is that right? I don't know.
No, it's not. It's Kent State. Kent State. Oh, yeah. It's Kent State. Yeah, I knew that. Eastern Michigan was Antonio Brown. But Carson Wentz, 214 yards and a touchdown. This Pats offense is looking pretty rough. And I don't know.
They can't run the ball.
They can't.
No, they have.
Which is bad.
Three running backs that can't run the ball.
And they lost that fullback, James Devlin. Yeah, he's the one that got it going.
Past, I heard Dorsett's hurt too.
No Gronk either.
When you saw in the past, you'd see, you know, they would just do the 2 yard, 3 yard, 4 yard passes for their run game. That was like a staple of their
offense. Deion Lewis.
And even now, I don't know if that's we're really seeing that.
No, we're not.
Because James White's that guy who's usually that, you know, little toss out to the halfback. I didn't see any of it really yesterday.
All they're gonna do is pick up wins. I'm not worried about the Patriots.
I'm sure that they'll figure it all out. Everything will mesh together.
They're going to figure out how to win.
They can keep Edelman throwing
any weeks than not. So.
I'm worried about Carson Wentz, honestly. He just does not look. He looks like a shadow
of his
former self.
I don't know.
I just don't think that team's good.
I don't either.
Like, that team is not. That defense is old, and the offense has not showed up.
The secondary is rough. I don't know. They
needed to win that game.
They had a big L. Because the Cowboys
still won. They're still in the division, though. Because that division's freaking horrible.
Cowboys are 6-4 now.
You don't want the Cowboys getting a leg up on you.
No.
I mean, I don't know. Especially when you can't. I don't know.
You could win that division at 9-7, though.
They were hurt, too. Jordan Howard was out.
Yeah.
It was just Miles Sanders. And J.J. is signed on that team, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. And they are hurt. No DeSean Jackson for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Alshon Jeffery was out.
He's always banged up.
Alshon's been hurt for since their Super Bowl run.
Last year, 2 years, Ertz has been their guy, and he's just
Goddard's
been great.
Been better,
yeah.
But yeah, no secondary. So,
did we overrate the Pats at all?
No.
I say my 15.
Are we still picking them out of the AFC?
I don't think they'll be 15-1 anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're the Pats. Belichick,
I don't know, man.
Can't ever count them out.
They got blown out by Lamar.
Yeah,
it
happens.
If we do get to see it.
You know, and Belichick, you know how good he is going twice in the season.
Is the Chiefs game this week or next week?
Next week, because Chiefs are playing in prime time tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Against the Chargers. The Chargers.
The shitty Chargers.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, Brissett and Nick Foles both came back in this weekend's game. The Colts won 33-13. Brissett didn't look very good, though. I mean, his first game back from injury. 148 yards, one touchdown, one pick.
His touchdown pass was fucking awesome.
The run game just take control of that game.
And Mack got hurt, man.
Oh, man. Marlon Mack, that touchdown run.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Two spin moves? Yeah. Just tapping B the whole damn time?
He's awesome.
Marlon Mack's awesome, but
he broke his hand.
He fractured his hand, so he's probably out for a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's not good.
But they got their backup came in, and he tore him apart.
I didn't even know who that was.
Jamal Williams?
No.
Williams?
Jonathan Williams.
He had like, what, 10 carries, 15 carries for like 100?
13
yards.
Carries for 116 yards,
that's
to be
insane.
Exact.
That's insane.
It is insane.
Because they have Hines.
And Mack had 14 carries for 109
Wilkins.
Yards.
Yeah, Wilkins.
And Hines is the guy that just is a
pass down guy.
Back, so like, Williams, okay, whatever.
I don't know. He was good.
No TY still.
Foles look pretty good, too, on the other side.
Yeah.
I thought he looked okay.
I mean, we're first
that team's not very good, though.
I know Fournette got really shut down, too, really.
And 8 carries, 23 yards.
He's huge for that offense, so, you know, if he gets how many yards?
23.
Yeah, that's not going out there anyway.
And they were playing from behind, so you got to throw it along.
So when you don't have your run game going.
Glad to see Foles back.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, first game since week one, right?
The division's still really tight, right? We got
The Colts and the Texans are both 6-4, right? Because Texans lost too.
I think you're right.
Yeah, the Texans
and
got embarrassed.
Titans 5-5, and then you got the
4-6.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
That is really tight. Jacksonville could still win the thing.
Yeah, you could just tear one off. And I mean, I could see it happen just because you get your quarterback back. Nick Foles knows how
quarterback to back.
Nick Foles knows how
to get him in the playoffs. That's all you need, dude. All you need.
He knows how to win. He really does.
Super Bowl MVP. Nick Foles.
Dude, that thing is fucking ginormous.
Huge Johnson.
We just need to rename the big dog the large Nick Foles Johnson of the week.
Oh, I thought you were
going to. I got to go with the Texans, even though they got the
Texans.
Asses clap.
I don't know. I really like the Colts. I really like the Colts.
The Colts are banged up, man.
Yeah, they are banged up. But if you get Jacoby Brissett back to what he was doing earlier this year.
Yeah, but can he? No Marlon Mack, no T.Y. Hilton.
That's what I'm saying.
He needs help.
T.Y. back soon, I'm pretty sure.
Hopefully.
He's been out for a couple weeks now.
He's always out.
Losing Mack hurts.
I just think.
I really like the Colts. The Colts are just such a.
Defense is good.
They're such a more well-rounded team.
Quentin Nelson always running for touchdowns.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I was so sad.
We'll get
sad.
Into that.
I was upset.
We'll get into Yeah, they called sad. That shit back, but
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
We'll get into it.
I was I put so that. Sad.
For
Big Q.
If you, I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
Fuck the Titans.
The Titans can win going 8-8?
I think they could.
What?
They could.
Oh, my God. What if they did?
They look better with Tannehill out there. I'll tell you that.
You got the Frank Reich-led Colts are looking a lot better than the Chuck Pagano.
Yeah. Who'd have guessed?
Doesn't
Who'd
know
have thunk?
Doesn't know what the hell the play he just ran.
You know what Chuck Pagano is now?
He's a defense coordinator.
Chicago.
Somewhere. Yeah. Yeah, he is. That makes a lot
Chicago
of sense.
Chicago Outski.
Remember when they ran that one not, fake punt play that had everybody line up on one side and then they just got sacked? Oh, man. Pagano. What a man. The Vikings survived a close one.
How about this?
Brandon Allen.
Brandon Allen.
And the Broncos? They're competing?
20 to nothing at half. Come all the way back.
27 to 23.
How about it, man?
I love to see
Captain
it.
Kirk.
Three touchdown. He's coming off a primetime football game. Upsetting Dallas.
Top five out, quarterback.
He goes out here and he 27 to 23 win over the Broncos.
He's literally gonna be like a top eight.
You know how many points they were a favorite in this game? 10 and a half.
Oh, I was going to guess.
10.5 is out.
I
would have
guessed
12. It's a lot. And hopefully you bet the under. Because holy shit.
I don't have any money.
I don't have any money either. But Brandon Allen, 241 yards, one touchdown, one pick. All right. So, call me crazy. We're going to play this NFL edition. I got another question that's not even on here. Just wait. Call me crazy. The Minnesota Vikings have the best offense in the NFL.
You're fucking crazy.
Give me offenses that are better.
Stop it.
Better?
Better.
The Baltimore Ravens.
That's true.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
I'll also take the Chiefs.
I'll take the Seahawks. I'll probably take the Niners.
Just keep. No, not the Niners.
Minnesota's 8-3. They got Kirk that's playing top tier quarter total QBR levels.
Listen.
He's also got Dalvin Cook, who rushed over 1,000 yards in this game in 11 games.
How good was he yesterday?
He only had 23 yards.
Rough game.
But that's just one game. You also have Kyle Rudolph, who's starting to catch touchdowns one-handed, two-handed, in his asshole. No Thielen.
Diggs is –
You got Stephon.
Big touchdown.
So whenever this team is healthy, you got the best rusher, a top-five quarterback –
And two
top five wide receivers.
Wide receivers.
And then maybe a top 10 tight end to throw in there. And then an offensive line that is healthy compared to Seattle, where Seattle's offensive line's poop.
Yeah,
Kansas City's banged up.
Listen,
Tyreek Hill's hurt every week.
The thing with
Sammy Watkins hurt every week.
The thing with the other two teams, they have a much better quarterback.
The mid-afternoon.
Mahomes is banged up, though.
The mid-afternoon playoff game, the first one of the year, is calling Kirk Cousins' name. And it's going to be 150 yards, two picks, and they get sent home.
Don't you talk shit on Kirk.
So I wish Kirk Cousins luck. I like watching the Vikings. They are fun to watch.
Would you take Breeze over Cousins?
Yeah.
This season?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Breeze is old.
I take Favre over
Holy shit. I'd love to see that. So would I.
No, Kirk's been good. We give him credit. Kirk's been good.
21 touchdowns, and he's only turned the ball over three times.
He's been good. He's been. I remember like the first 2 weeks we shit on him.
Because he had 85 yards.
Yeah, they weren't letting him throw.
Yeah, because they're like dumb.
Now he's throwing a little bit.
The only thing, Mike Zimmer, I think right now is my coach of the year.
This changes every week, doesn't it?
Last week it was.
You got seven coach of the year.
Mike Tomlin won.
I'm pretty sure if you go back far enough, you were questioning Mike Zimmer's job. You were like, you
well,
Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, week. Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, 89 pass yards.
Well, the first should we get him out of there? If they would have missed the playoffs, hell yeah, I'm questioning Mike Zimmer. But you know what he's done? Dalvin Cook's top tier running back. Great. You have a good offensive line that you picked up in the offseason. And then on top of that, you're running plays that make Kirk Cousins a top five quarterback.
Stop saying that.
Exactly. You know what he's doing? Kirk Cousins isn't sitting back in the pocket and winning games for you. Hell no. Kirk Cousins is running play actions out the ass. He's running RPOs.
How many yards is he going to throw for this year? How many does he have now? Do you have
2,700 something last time I checked.
But he'll be a 4,000-yard guy.
That's pretty good.
2,756. I'm a genius. He's got 21 touchdowns and 3 picks.
35 touchdowns, 4,000 yards.
Call me crazy. Kirk Cousins is going to win MVP. I'm just kidding. Everybody calm down. But yeah, I don't think it's that crazy. Cousins, B quarterback.
Ugh.
Thielen, A- wide receiver. Diggs, A- wide receiver. Dalvin Cook, A running back.
A+.
That offensive line, B+. You got a. That's a good ass team.
That's like a 3.5 GPA.
That's higher than that. And then you go to Seattle. You got Russ, A quarterback. Maybe A+. You can count A+, but people don't do A+s anymore. Gives the kids too big of a head. So just A quarterback. Chris Carson, B-, C+. He's okay.
B- and C+.
Yeah.
Yes.
That makes kids feel shitty about themselves.
Exactly.
Fuck the kids.
Yeah, fuck the kids. Right, you know what? This is my fucking grading scale, so.
A+, goddammit.
I'll give him C+. He's not. He's okay. He got Lockett and
really
Metcalf.
Good.
Lockett's awesome.
What are they, Bs?
No, Lockett's an A.
Lockett ain't no damn A.
Yeah, he is.
I'll give him maybe a B+.
Lockett's been great.
He's great, yeah. You give
Lockett,
Doug Baldwin Lockett, a freaking A+, too, a couple years ago?
I think Lockett's as good as Diggs.
I think Lockett's as good as Diggs.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to change the subject before I start yelling at you guys. Because I don't agree whatsoever. All right. Drew Brees came back. Actually came back, other than last year.
Yeah.
He actually came back and played very well.
Yeah.
They beat the Buccaneers, who are apparently still a football team.
So, go ahead. 228
yards, 3 touchdowns. Winston, 313 yards, 2 touchdowns, 4 INTs.
So, hear me out here. You got a crazy question. Now I got a crazy question. Bill Simmons was talking about this on his podcast. Oh, my God. Crack got all over the table. Oh. The pre-workout is everywhere. Bill Simmons was talking about this on his podcast. Is Jameis Winston the most exciting player in the NFL?
No.
He's not?
Think about it.
No.
When Jameis Winston goes out there.
No.
He's excited.
If Jameis Winston is, then Ryan Fitzpatrick is too. He's
think about
a close second.
Jameis Winston goes out there to play quarterback. You don't know what the hell is going to happen.
You're right.
He could throw an 80-yard touchdown, or he could throw the most absurd interception you ever seen in your damn life.
No.
You should see that, like, both of those at least once a game.
Yeah, at minimum. No. You never know what's going to happen. Nobody on the field, though. Jameis doesn't know what's going to happen. Jameis is like, I might be awesome. I also might be the worst QB in the league.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
He's not a very fast runner, but when he gets those lanes to run, he kind of just wobbles.
It's funny.
It's so funny.
And then he threw.
Wait.
He
got a gut on him.
He threw that interception to O.J. Howard,
yeah.
And it was not his fault. O.J. Howard like brought it behind his back and then bobbled it, and then they picked him off. It's just, man, Jameis Winston.
Unlucky.
No, he's not.
That's unlucky.
Well, that was.
That's unlucky.
It's just like,
you get one of those.
Nothing.
But four of them.
The ball never rolls Jameis Winston's way, it seems. So.
These are the crab cakes.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Like,
right.
God.
He'd probably be like,
I would know.
Average, but everything just rolls down him. That
yeah.
If they would throw out Mike Glennon, I'd be just as inclined to watch a
Bucks game isn't.
Yeah, a year after this.
I think this is last year. I'm not sure.
Don't put me on the spot, Nick.
But yeah, they're definitely, I think, Arians especially should be in the running for like Hurts or maybe take a Tua, you know, Tua's
brother. I keep saying Hurts.
I don't know. Why?
I don't know. Not a big Hurts guy. Tua just got hurt.
Pick. I know. I that's why I said take a risk on Tua. Herbert.
Someone's taking a risk.
Then you got Herbert. Herbert's out there. Yeah,
he's great.
What about the LSU?
Burrow.
Is he in the draft?
Yeah.
Oh shit! I didn't know that. I thought he was too young.
Oh, number one pick probably.
What? I don't know if I.
He's gonna win the Heisman.
I'm taking Jalen Hurts. Me and Luke, we'll take him on. Yeah.
He did look good. 28-3. Came on back.
That kid's got a cannon.
He does have a cannon. He's a really good game.
We'll see.
And Tua's hurt. Yeah, his stack's just going to go up.
Tua.
Yeah, Tua went back to the hospital.
He's out for the season.
Tua's, they're up 35-7.
That's a hip injury, too. That's a fucking...
Yeah, you got fucked up.
That's a big-ass injury. Hips, yeah. You can... Hips and backs are like fucking two of the worst.
That's like just criminal. You're up by four touchdowns against a shitty team.
This was going to be his last drive. No.
They don't take him out normally. Unless... They don't play him into the.
Out, you know,
they don't play him into the fourth quarter almost ever. Until like late in his last season, he didn't play a snap in the fourth quarter.
Last year, yeah, he didn't.
Yeah. Well. They got a good backup quarterback though. Then
what's his name?
I don't know.
Matt Jones.
That's just a created character from NCAA 14.
He's very white.
Matt Jones.
Yeah.
It's Mac Jones, I thought.
I don't know.
Mac Jones. He's probably from Texas. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. But yeah, maybe be in the running for those guys.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
We'll see.
But what is their record? Like 3-8?
Around there, yeah.
4-7?
3-7.
They're taking a QB.
Yeah.
They can't not.
So why Arians are we still throwing Jameis out there?
Why not?
Because he might get you wins.
Yeah.
Do what the Bengals are doing.
Like I said.
Dalton might get you
exciting.
Wins.
Exciting.
Exciting, you're right.
Exciting.
Yeah, you... Tell you what, I'm gonna go to that Bucks game because that Jameis kid's out there.
Dude,
I'd watching him play.
I'd be thrilled to go to a Jameis game. Oh my god, that would be awesome.
You see him throw the fucking dirtiest touchdown of my
Wouldn't that be the most fun thing you've ever witnessed? Seeing Jameis Winston throw five picks.
No,
you're just like yes. Keep throwing the ball.
I'm like, shit. I could have watched the Steelers game and watched Rudolph throw four picks. I don't want to watch that shit. What's with you and watching bad games?
Oh, it's hilarious.
Just watch the XFL then.
It's hilarious.
You watch a bunch of picks.
He's already got it.
Overthrown receivers.
He's already subscribed to their membership thing.
XFL? Oh, man.
All right. The only caption for this is Lamar Jackson. Every single week, just the Ranger just.
See that run?
I got to call a doctor.
Oh, my God, dude.
I didn't see this one.
I got to call a doctor because I've had an erection for over 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
This Lamar Jackson.
That's an issue.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't see the run you're talking about. Maybe I
did. Yeah, you did. We watched it together, you dingus.
No, I was not there.
Yes, you were.
Was this before
what
after
do you
the
mean?
Gummies?
He didn't score. He, like, broke a few tackles, was running in between tacklers. I can't describe him exactly. He was an amazing run.
So he
you
ran
saw
the football
run.
And got
yards. Unless you were in the bathroom or something. I watched it at your house.
I know. Well, I was picking up food at a certain time, too, and I think that's what it was.
Maybe.
Deshaun Watson looked bad. 169 yards, one pick. And then Lamar Jackson, 222 yards, four touchdowns, 86 yards rushing. Wow. This
ball,
was...
how did he do that?
Dude, if he... And, like, the thing is his accuracy is just going to keep improving. Yeah. Like, it's improved this season. Like, the last couple games it's gotten better. This was, supposed to be a close game.
A
lot of the experts were, they were picking Houston. Because, Houston's got a better defense. They got this.
It's like the biggest loss in Deshaun Watson's football career.
Since,
high school.
This makes up for that the Clemson-Louisville game where Deshaun Watson just torched Lamar Jackson.
They both played very well in that game.
They did, but they still lost.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how well you played.
Him.
You torched. You got torched.
Don't say
you
that.
You lost. He got torched.
Lamar won the Heisman that year.
Doesn't matter. Individual awards
I
over team
mattered.
Success. I'll remember that whenever we're going big time. You're gonna throw us all under the bus just to get some freaking radio gig or some shit. But yeah, is this the MVP? Is it Lamar's
Might
lose?
Might be, man.
It's him and Russ.
It is him and
him
Russ.
Him and Russ. It's a heavyweight fight.
Him, Russ, and Kirk.
Russ might, or he might have... Lamar might have taken this round. He might be in the lead now. Russ might come back and win it back next week.
It's like it's just
they're going to slug it out.
And also, I mean, McCaffrey, but McCaffrey's not getting any.
No W's, no running backs.
Especially the more and more Jackson's doing this and more Russ is doing Russ, it's just dropping.
And more we see Kyle Allen playing quarterback for the
Yeah, that was a rough experience this weekend.
We'll get to that. Holy shit.
Yeah, I love Lamar Jackson. I'll give him the MVP. He's on my fantasy.
You love him? That's a strong word.
I love him.
Oh, my God.
He's naming his firstborn Lamar.
Lamar? Lamar Patterson.
We've already agreed upon it.
He adopted another dog, named it Lamar.
Lamar.
Goldfish. They're both named Lamar.
One's
named
Jackson.
Lamar and one's named Jackson.
Yeah. No, he just named them both Lamar.
What's Lamar Jackson's middle name?
Lamar.
Somebody look at
Lamar. But yeah, okay. Screw the goldfish. I don't give a shit. Jimmy G and the 49ers were down 16-0 to the Cardinals and came back. 49ers won 36-26. Garoppolo 424 yards passing.
His middle name's Demetrius.
Demetrius?
That's a badass name.
Oh. Lamar Demetrius Jackson Jr.
He's a junior. I always wanted
Chase
the third. You know,
sorry to cut you off there.
But yeah, Garoppolo 424 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. Murray 150 yards, 2 touchdowns. Also had a rushing touchdown in this game.
Rushing touchdown was awesome.
As I said, 49ers were down 16, and Garoppolo turned it up. This is the first time we've really seen him do that this season, other than the last time they played the Cardinals. So this is the question. 49ers only lost one game. Garoppolo turned it up when he needed to. He struggled against Seattle last week. Does this game prove why you give Jimmy G all them G's? What the hell? Did you just...
I emptied my recycle bin.
You just rip ass?
Live on the pod. Yeah, he was good. But let's be good against someone not named the Arizona Cardinals. Who may have the worst secondary in the league.
Did he throw 4 touchdowns last time against them, too?
He might have.
8
Wasn't
touchdowns?
Wasn't it the Thursday night game last time?
Yeah, I think so. 8 touchdowns, yeah.
They keep racking up the W's.
So, without the Cardinals, Garoppolo would have...
Math.
10 touchdowns and 8 picks.
Wow.
But with the Arizona games, he has 18 touchdowns and 10 interceptions.
Wow.
So, this is basically the whole reason that his stats even look serviceable.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know? And it's not like he's keeping control of the ball either. He's turning over the ball, too.
They're still winning games.
They are.
They are winning games. They can run the ball.
They have a great defense.
But look at Trubisky. Trubisky was winning games, too. All it takes is 1 year.
You're right.
1 year.
It does take 1 year.
You know, I was looking at something last year, or not last year, this morning. It was about last year, about this time. They released the MVP rankings for last year. You know who was number 6 on that?
Trubisky. You know who's the most bet player to win MVP this year?
Mitch Trubisky.
At the beginning of the year.
That's insane.
Shit, I remember multiple times me and you on the pod looking at each other in the face, smiling, you know, liking each other and shit. And we're like,
Why did you add all that? What?
I don't know. But we're looking at each other, you know, and we're like.
Gazing into each other's eyes.
Like, you know what? We're starting to kind of.
As a bead of sweat pours down my forehead.
And I get a little blood rushing to the tip of my wiener.
I had to take it downstairs. Okay.
A little quivering around my cheeks. And then we said, we're kind of believing in Trubisky, you know? All it takes is 1 year, especially whenever you, like, it's good if you're winning games. Look at Troy Aikman. Everybody loved Troy Aikman for 12 years. Troy Aikman sucked ass as a quarterback. You know what he did, though? He won games.
Troy Aikman's a Hall of Famer.
If they would have won, you know why? Because they won Super Bowls. If they would have won 6-10 and Troy Aikman's throwing 18 touchdowns a season, you're giving them the boot. But they didn't.
It's a poor example.
That's a great example. If Jimmy G is winning 14 games a year, yeah, it's fine. Throw his ass out there. Trubisky's winning the NFC championships. Yeah, it's fine. Throw his ass out there. But that 1 year, you go 6-10 and your quarterback throws 18 touchdowns and that's it? That's whenever they ask for your head. All I'm saying is Jimmy G.
I feel like we haven't been particularly impressed with him.
No, I feel like
we reiterate that.
We do.
We just did because he's got.
But I'm saying say the 49ers were 4-6 and Garoppolo had that stat line compared
it's
to
not good.
If Trubisky's stat line was with
different.
The 9-1. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
The only reason we're jumping on it is because he's winning games.
Yeah.
Don't you defend Troy Aikman on the pod. Troy Aikman and who's the other one? Jumpin' Joe, Joe Namath are the two most overrated quarterbacks of all time. But we'll get in that's a pod for a different day. So Jimmy G, top tier quarterback.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought we had against if he played the Arizona Cardinals 16 games a year, yeah, he's a top tier quarterback.
I mean, there's a lot of
guys. He might be the MVP.
You'd probably throw Matt Stafford against the Cardinals.
Yeah, Hall of Famer.
He might be a Hall of Famer.
He's out for like 6 games.
Yeah, 6 games.
I'm trying to play with a broken back.
Jake Driscoll's
out. You can do it.
Jeff.
Shawn Michaels wrestled for 6 months with a broken back. Jake Driscoll. He wrestled WrestleMania 14 with a broken back. Or I guess it was 13. I don't know. Other games. Or actually, do you guys want to talk about little Kyler Murray? What do you think? What do you think so far this season? Did you see the play where Larry Fitzgerald laid out Bosa?
Yeah, Nick Bosa. Ah, yeah.
Did you see the people talking shit?
Put him flat.
Oh, he was what a cheap shot. He wasn't even paying attention.
It's called a block.
It's a block. Yeah. Thank you. I'm like, shut up. It's still impressive that Bosa's 275 pounds of pure meat.
Bosa probably said thank you, sir, and then walked off.
Yeah, he's just a freaking giant dude, and Larry Fitzgerald's a $175, and he's laying him out. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, shut up, people. Shut up, Twitter.
Shut up, people.
Shut up, Twitter nerds that are like,
well, that was a cheap shot. He wasn't paying attention. If I ran a Joey Bosa,
you know, you're 115 pounds and you have an anime abby. You ain't running down Joey Bosa. Okay, I'm done yelling. Other games. So the Raiders tried to lose against the Bengals, but they won 17-10. Holy shit.
Ryan Finley's fucking awful.
That's the point. That's the point.
Yes.
You're on it.
Ding, ding, ding.
It was absolutely atrocious game. John Gruden was running out to the tunnel with 4 seconds left in the half. He didn't even give a shit. He's like, okay, yeah, somebody just run your own play. It's fine.
Get this game over.
Yeah, but 17-10.
The Raiders.
Derek Carr, 292 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. The Raiders, okay, we don't know about the Monday night score yet because we're not, it's Monday night right now.
Yeah.
But if the Chiefs lose, the Raiders are leading the division. Oh, my God. That's fucking awesome.
That's disgusting.
This team was bottom of the – we said 4-12 is reasonable.
The Hard Knocks blessing.
Oh, my God. Carr's been – he's not top five.
I played Derek Carr in fantasy this week.
He's presentable.
Josh Jacobs has been amazing.
Been really good.
Yeah.
They're getting a lot of production from the rookies, but yeah, Josh.
Carr, 15 touchdowns, 5 picks, 2,494 yards. Not bad, especially when we've got Josh Jacobs rushing for 1,000 yards.
He's the rookie of the year. It's his to lose.
Jacobs?
Yeah, so it has to be.
They might be. AFC
be Murray.
Success in the future just because he's got a nice little core in his offense.
Oh, man. But how long are you going to keep throwing Carr out there? Carr kind of reminds me of Jameis a lot.
He hasn't been bad, though.
No.
I feel like he hasn't. Like, you look at Jimmy G, and it's like, ooh. Like,
yeah,
he's
like,
been
holy
kinda
shit.
Shaky.
Like,
Jameis has been bad.
You could arguably say that Jimmy G's cost you that Seattle game.
Even at the beginning of the year, Kirk Cousins, like,
he
wasn't.
Throws. I mean, then again, the side of the kicker.
He wasn't bad. It's just, like, he wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
Carr has, like, been. He's completing passes. They're really playing to his strengths. So, if you continue to do this,
I'd put Garoppolo and Carr on kind of the same page, honestly.
I think Carr's better than Garoppolo.
Carr, Garoppolo, and Cousins?
I'd take Cousins.
I'd probably take Cousins. But
I'd take Cousins, too. But that's easy to say now that they're freaking winning. Last year,
Dolphins,
you throw those three guys in there.
Dolphins seems to fit their Carr because they don't have weapons, really. I mean, Waller, especially in the receiving game. Tyrell Williams is their number one receiver. It's like, been solid, but
yeah, they really don't.
I don't know.
Have any receivers.
They're playing to their strengths, which is good. And
that's
Carr's
win,
getting
baby.
The ball out.
Green's an offensive
four.
Yeah, he looks good.
And guess who they play next week?
Miami.
The Jets.
Oh man, JTS.
They could be 7-4.
Jets.
Holy shit. Okay. Other news. Cowboys beat the Lions 35-27. Holy
another great game for
Dak, dude. Holy shit.
Awesome. Can you say 400 yards?
Yeah.
Oh my!
Three
my
touchdowns.
God.
Do you see that crazy catch that Gallup had?
Yeah.
Do you know that was on a? He didn't run the right round.
No, I did not.
He came out, it was after the game. Like, oh, what an amazing catch! He's like, yeah, I had to catch it because I ran the wrong round. Supposed to run like a curl or some shit, and he just ran a post. It was funny.
He threw like 100 yards to Cobb and.
Gallup, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Gallup had wasn't a nice
even,
touchdown.
It wasn't even Cooper this game. No, Cooper it was just Dak. It yeah. was just Dak slinging awesome. That thing around.
Jeff Driscoll was slinging it, too. He didn't look too bad. Running it. Yeah, he looked pretty. Bo Scarborough. Best, 55 yards and a touchdown.
Best name in the NFL?
Bo Scarborough?
Bo Scarborough.
He sounds like an old 60-year-old head coach for a college team, and he gets fired for saying, like, racial stuff.
The
Bo Scarborough got fired.
The character in The Longest Yard was named Scarborough.
Who
plays that guy? Who comes up? The Oklahoma running back legend. You guys never seen The Longest Yard?
Yeah. Are you talking?
Who's
about
that character? I'm going to refer to the latest one. Like
is it the
Adam
old
Sandler?
One?
Yeah, the old guy.
The old guy.
Yeah.
What's his name? I know that guy. He's Brown and yes. down. Yeah. He just yeah. died.
No, he's not dead.
He's dead.
Burt Reynolds.
He's dead as hell.
Oh shit, he is dead.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds is dead as shit.
Yeah. Dead as shit.
Yeah, his name is Scarborough. I didn't know that.
Yeah, in the movie.
Oh.
Bo Scarborough. Great name.
They lost.
Kenny Galladay had a sick ass catch, didn't he? Touchdown?
I don't know. Sure. He had one catch.
Sure.
The Bills destroyed the Dolphins 37-20. Josh Allen looked really good.
He had a great game.
I talked a lot of shit on him. He probably listened to the podcast. He's like, you know what? I'm a
guess what, Chase? It's 5 weeks in a row without a pick.
What?
For Allen?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Got sent to my phone.
Was he 7-4?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Like he might have been worth it.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, 13 touchdowns, 7 picks on the year.
How many rushing? What's his rushing stats?
Did you know that he has as many rushing touchdowns as Lamar Jackson?
5 weeks in a row or 6 weeks in a row, the rushing touchdown.
Yeah. Also, Lamar Jackson's most likely going to rush for over 1,000 yards on top of throwing for. You know who the only quarterback in NFL history to throw for 3,000 yards or rush for over 1,000 was?
I assume Vic.
It was Michael Vick.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only one. But yeah, Josh Allen didn't look too bad. Not too bad at all. 3 touchdowns, 256 yards.
It's a lot of points.
56 yards and a rushing touchdown. Do you see that rushing touchdown?
They did play the Dolphins.
Yeah, that's the whole point. But they're 7-3.
Your boy Derek Carr had a good rushing touchdown.
Oh yeah, he did.
Oh, he did.
He had a little dance up there. You're like, wow.
And he didn't fumble it.
He didn't fumble it on the goal line out of bounds.
He does that shit all the time. But yeah, Bills are 7-3. Probably looking at a first round exit.
Maybe.
Definitely.
Yeah. We'll see, dude.
They can talk about coach of the year, Sean McDermott.
Maybe. Your best bet so far.
It's, yeah, I got a whole list of potential coaches of the year. We got the battle of the up-and-comer quarterbacks with the Jets beating the Redskins 34-17.
Rough.
It was rough.
Haskins
didn't look too bad.
He didn't look good.
No. Two touchdowns, one pick. I'm just fine with
most
him throwing
garbage
more
time.
There was a Twitter video of like him talking to his line.
Yeah, and they didn't give a fuck.
How am I supposed to
help
that
sucks,
guys?
Dude.
How do I help? And they didn't do anything.
That sucks.
Sad.
Fuck them linemen. Or
that's
maybe he's
sad
an asshole.
As shit.
Maybe he is an asshole.
I don't know. Yeah, that was a rough one. The Jets.
Jets
not the worst team in the league anymore.
I know. Darnold threw 4 touchdowns,
man.
What if they beat the Raiders?
Don't say that.
Or next year. They're
yeah, they did announce that.
Blech.
Gase, he still hasn't slept since the beginning of the season.
Yeah. He just, whenever he gets tired, he just grabs his smelling salts.
I want to try some of that. You think that shit works?
Yeah, it works. What do you mean?
I've never had it.
I've been offered.
What do you think they use it?
I've been offered some. I don't think those are smelling salts. They offer you it on a key? Here you go. You wanted some smelling salts? Snort this.
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom at the club?
That's disgusting. Or a flaccid wiener.
In the bathroom at the club? Here you go.
It's smelling salts.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We're on the last game. Right? Yeah, Falcons, they beat the Panthers 29-3. People were kind of saying, like, Kyle Allen maybe shouldn't be the starting quarterback.
People were saying this.
The entire
it's okay.
Everybody.
Yeah, have we not? I'm not even a great football mind. I've been saying this for fun.
So would you guys go back to Cam?
Yeah.
Next
Kyle
season?
Allen's not the future.
No. Not.
But I don't know.
Come
it's
on
either,
now.
It's either Cam or you can just reset. This what? Is a quarterback draft coming up. I mean, they're 5-5. They probably won't get anybody
do
good.
You want to reset? Because you got how much longer do you have McCaffrey?
Oh, yeah, that is true.
It's his third year, right?
He's going to make so much money.
Holy shit. Well, if you don't have a quarterback to pay like Cam, you can pay McCaffrey.
But then, You're just wasting McCaffrey. That's what I'm saying.
McCaffrey's your we'll face, see. Man.
We still got a little bit longer. We still got a little bit longer of the Kyle.
You
can
hit free agency. So. You got Andy Dalton. You got Marcus Mariota. Trubisky? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Talk about a quarterback crop. Son of a bitch. Tyrod Taylor's probably on there, too. Kaepernick, yeah. He's going to be there for, yeah, he's always a free agent.
Kaepernick.
But, yeah, Allen threw four interceptions. Matt Ryan.
Manny, that's great.
Touchdown, you know, 311 yards. Hey, Falcons won 6 more games, 9-7, baby. Hey.
Yeah, I predicted him to get 12. Yeah. So, what do you think, Dan Quinn extension?
If they keep playing hard, I would not be surprised.
If they go, like, 7-9, he's not getting 5.
That's fucked up.
I don't even know if I'd go 5-11. You were 1-7. What were you? 1-7? Yeah.
They did some weird thing.
And you
thing.
Go 5-11? The people want you? Julio wants you? Maddie wants you?
They did some weird thing where they like moved their wide receiver coach to defensive back coach or something like that.
They've done a lot of questionable things.
Defensive back coach to wide receiver coach.
I think it was the other way around because.
Yeah. Weird flip.
Yeah. Very strange.
Offense to defense or defense to offense? I don't understand.
I don't know. The Dolphins or the Falcons are rolling off W's, and they're playing defense. Some guy named Brian Hill is playing running back. Who's the other guy? Two people I've never fucking heard of in my entire life.
Quizney something? I don't even know.
Quiznos.
No. Two running backs that are like who? might as well have been practice squad guys. Like I have no idea who they are.
Are you talking about Barner?
No, Kenyon Barner. Yeah, he had the punt
what
return.
What about Quadre Olson?
Yeah, that's him. Okay. Quadre.
Quadre.
Ellison?
Olson. Olson.
Olson.
Olson.
Okay. We know football.
But, yeah. Okay. Last game. Rams got back in the winning column. They needed it. Both teams needed a win. Yeah. Bears
it's a terrible
look,
game.
Yeah, 17-7. Both quarterbacks looked fucking
poopy.
Awful.
You finally see Todd Gurley shine.
Yeah, they did.
It's good for the Rams.
I thought I saw something. I think it was like he had 94 yards, or whenever he had 94 yards, that was the highest rushing total he had in the entire season.
Like 20 touches in like the third.
Yeah, 25 carries.
What else are they supposed to do?
Catches.
Goff looks terrible.
Goff's
173
bad.
Yards, one pick.
The whole Bears team is bad, and their defense is good, but the Bears are not good.
Shit, man. Trubisky, we might not be able to play the.
Benched!
Yeah, for Chase Daniel. One for four.
Finally got benched.
There's some good memes, like when he was getting a hug from.
Yeah, when he was telling him, he said, hey, motherfucker, I'm benching you. That's what they were talking about.
They had memes to Spartacus, you know, when he like hugs him, his dad's in the back.
Oh, smart. Look at that.
Yeah. Does he come out start next week?
Yeah.
Trubisky?
I'll throw his ass out there. You're done. You're done. You're
great,
out of that division. That was your division, too.
That was your division.
You know, Packers.
It's over.
Yeah, it's done. Packers and Minnesota. Yeah, you need no chance in hell.
Sad.
You're 4-6.
Sad.
You're wasting. Yeah, you traded for. Look at this. Look at this. You traded for Khalil Mack, and the team that traded Khalil Mack might be making the fucking playoffs. Remember whenever I said on this podcast that it might work out, and you guys all called me stupid?
Oh, Jesus.
Look at this now. 2 years removed. And I look like a genius.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of first-round picks and a potential playoff.
Might as well call you Einstein.
Oh, man. I'm not going to say the joke I was going to say. But, yeah, Bears lost to 4-6. Rams win. They're 6-4. You think the Rams are making the playoffs?
I don't think how.
I don't think so either.
I don't think there's a roadmap.
He's fucking stacked.
If the Niners fall out, and I don't think
they'd have to lose a lot of games. Yeah, what's the Rams' record? 6-4?
6-4.
The Niners are 9-1. Yeah, so
they have more of a chance of Seattle
catching the Seahawks,
off.
Who are 8-2.
Yeah, think Seahawks are
going to
fall off.
Neither one is, I think.
Yeah, and then you're behind the Vikings and Seahawks.
The 49ers need to win 2 games for them to be done with you. And you know Seattle can win 3.
So you're
chasing
you're
done. The Vikings are 8-3.
And yeah. That's if you
and the Vikings are a lot better.
A top offense in the NFL.
Yeah, apparently.
Maybe.
A lot better.
God damn. It was just a call me crazy.
They're a top offense. They're not the top offense.
They seem pretty top to me. I'd get some top from this offense. Okay. It's time for everybody's favorite, the big dog of the week.
Big dog of the week.
My big dog of the week was everybody that picked up Quentin Nelson during his little cake stand routine. First of all, the cake stand celebration is the best celebration that I've seen since they allowed them to
actually celebrate. Did you know what he was doing?
A cake stand?
Yeah, like right away. We were like, oh, he's doing a cake
stand. That's a
stand.
Cake stand.
I had no idea. Neither of us did. We were like, what the hell is he doing?
Listen, I've done my fair share of cake
I just
stand.
Watched all kinds of football in Nick's house, and he was not present for any of it.
Nick doesn't remember any of it.
My dog, I'm in the bathroom.
You sound like him. He's probably peeing every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But Quentin Nelson's fellow offensive lineman lifted him up. That's a big boy getting lifted up.
It's about 12
for
of them.
A cake stand. They probably needed like two imaginary cakes for Quentin Nelson. So my big dog of the week is every one of those guys that picked up a 270-pound man and held him up that high.
You couldn't even look up their names?
No, I don't give a shit.
What do you mean? They're your big dogs. You can't do them the courtesy of looking up
Quentin
their
Nelson
names?
Quentin Nelson kind of is, too, because Quentin Nelson did the cake stand routine, which you know they
my prepared. Little dog of the week is the referees that overturned that touchdown.
Yeah, fuck them.
Boo!
Fuck them.
Boo!
Quentin Nelson needed
give the
it.
Big man the TD.
That's what we love. We love seeing the big guys just bumbling through the
especially
fucking
when it's Quentin Nelson.
Especially when it's a Notre Dame grad.
I let out it. I was like, yes! Yes, he got in!
And Nick
and
was like,
didn't.
Woke up from his nap because he didn't watch any of the games.
Non-touchdown rush. All right, my big dog of the week is top five quarterback on the best offense in the NFL. It's Kirk Cousins.
Let's go, baby.
We set his stat line earlier, 319 yards, 3 touchdowns, came back from 20-0 at half. Captain Kirk's having himself a year, baby.
He is.
It's time we give him some credit. We talk a lot of shit on Captain Kirk around here, so good on you, Captain
he does
Kirk.
Have a very...
You like that!
Jesus. He does have a very... simplify that too. He has a very simplified offense for him, though. They run a lot of screens and
you know, you don't have to disagree with everything I say. I literally reiterated a point you made 10 minutes ago, and you're like, you know, maybe I'm not correct.
This is what I do, man. This is what you put me on the pod. I'm just saying they run.
Yes, I agree.
You know, okay. But yeah, I agree. 100%. Dude, Kirk Cousins. Hello, top five quarterback, best offense in the league. All right. Final thoughts. Anybody want to lead off?
I had one. Nothing. I was thinking about it on the way over. I'm just racking my brain.
I got one.
Nothing.
Is it a good one? You want me to go? Mine's shit.
Sure, you can go.
Okay. I'll go then. So, we all know that Caleb, Nick, more specifically me and Nick, are very nerdy and play a lot of video games. We do. The new hype game that's been coming out is Death Stranding. I'm sure you guys have all seen it. Well, it's getting horrible reviews from American critics, but they've since changed because the Japanese creator came out and said that he knew that it was going to get bad ratings in America because Americans don't understand art. So now everybody's fucking changing their critic thing. They're like, you know what? Now that we look at it, it's beautiful. And the story
gross.
That they've done. I'm like, you know what? Own up to your shit. If the game sucks, the game sucks. The game is a FedEx delivery fucking simulator. It's horrible. The boss fights are cool. I've watched a little bit of gameplay. And you know what it is? It's hiking. It's hiking. That's all the dude does. He runs up mountains and shit, and he drops boxes, and he carries a baby around.
Sounds like PUBG.
Yeah.
Hiking.
Except you don't shoot anything.
Oh, that's
he just hikes.
Hideo Kojima's a fucking genius.
Oh, think about it. Yeah, he's a genius
and
because...
Look at him manipulating the media.
Yeah, it was like, literally, there was nothing, nothing but negative reviews. Nothing. And then guess what happened? He came out and said that. He's like, I knew Americans wouldn't understand it. And people are like, oh, I got an anime avi. He's right. That dude's a genius. You guys are all stupid and don't understand. I'm sophisticated, unlike you Americans, even though I'm American too. So, you know what? Shout out to him. For finding a way to do that, you know.
I would like to play the game. I really want to try it.
That's like me going down the street and people are like, I tell them I have a podcast. And like, your podcast sucks. I'm like, you just don't understand our form of comedy. You don't understand
the local
podcast. You probably watch Joe Rogan, don't you?
You don't understand that there can be 15 quarterbacks that are top five quarterbacks.
You don't get the running joke. You know how hard it was for me to develop that joke? I wrote it down constantly. I trialed and aired it with Caleb, and it worked.
You don't understand what a big dog is.
You don't know how to run a pot. Yeah, and like,
you don't know what a big Johnson is.
All I got to say is, critics, don't change review just because someone says you're not smart enough because you made that review. Own up to your shit. If you don't like the game, you don't like the game. Be yourself.
This is the third pod in a row. We've got a segment of Chase gets irrationally mad for no reason.
I didn't get mad.
Would you play that game, though?
You were getting pretty mad. I think if Nick didn't interrupt, really cool. he would have thrown that microphone.
What?
I think you were getting pretty.
Nick wasn't here last week.
No, I'm just now.
Oh.
You're getting pretty upset.
I actually didn't get that upset this time. All right, fine. I was just kind of talking. My voice gets high whenever I get excited.
I know.
And I don't like being monotone because then people turn you off and they don't listen to you anymore. You know?
Oh, are you just taking shots at me? Is that what that was?
No. No. Oh, God. God, no. What, me? Oh, shit.
All right. Speaking of your voice, my final thought is you are loud as shit at work.
Oh, my God.
You are so loud, dude. I went to see Chase at his place of business, employment, and he serves tables, and he served me, and he is so loud. The play, I went in, I sat down. The first thing he says, he is not close to me. He says, oh, you came to sit in the $10 tip minimum section? Like, the entire restaurant can hear everything he says.
He didn't talk quite loud when we were there.
What's loud in the place?
It's so funny.
Like over two or three tables.
It's so...
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. And then I started slurping on my soda. I had, like,
oh,
nothing
my God,
left.
Dude. I was pissing my... Like, I turned around and looked at him because I knew I didn't serve them in a while. I look over at Cape's like...
He's like, be right with you, sir. Everyone in the restaurant can hear him. Every time he come over and talk to us, everybody would look. I was about to start answering your questions when you were asking other tables. You guys doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
You got to carry. These people talk loud in those restaurants.
Well, let me tell you, you're doing a good job.
You got babies crying. It sounds like a goddamn aircraft carrier. I got to talk.
You're doing a great job.
Oh,
how many babies are in aircraft carriers?
Hopefully not that many. But what was I going to say? God damn it. But yeah, you got to be loud in those places.
Yeah, well, you do a great job of it.
Thank you. Oh, this is what I was going to say. After I said that $10 minimum thing, I had... didn't we have four tables that were with you? Yeah. There's around four tables. Every single one of them tipped me $10.
Nice.
And they made a specific effort to be like,
give this to the $10 minimum table guy. And they're like,
like, yeah, don't take my joke, bitch. All right, that's it. I'm done. All right. We're all done.
Spread the word.
Spread it.